With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is welcoming a two-day extension to the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a longer pause in the fighting will allow more hostages to be released.
We're grateful that we've got an extra 2 days to work with here. That'll result in the release of 20 more individuals, women and children.
Kirby also says the ceasefire has paved the way for a surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of Americans unaccounted for is under 10, and the U.S. has little to no information on their condition. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The suspect in the shooting of three men of Palestinian descent near the University of Vermont has pleaded not guilty. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The three college students who were outside just getting some fresh air were seriously injured over the weekend when a man approached them and shot them. An attack, says Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That investigation, including whether this is a hate crime, is ongoing.
The suspect, 48-year-old Jason J. Eaton, is being held without bail. Burlington's police chief, John Murat, on the gun that was used.
It was acquired legally through a federally licensed firearms dealer.
Two of the victims are U.S. citizens, and the third is in the country with legal permission. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Pentagon says the five armed assailants captured by U.S. forces after seizing a commercial ship near Yemen over the weekend were likely Somali and not Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Recent attacks on commercial vessels have been conducted by Houthis, part of a rise in the violence in the region due to the Israel-Hamas war. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9, the S&P 500 lower by 8, oil down to $74.86 a barrel. This is SRN News. Europeans are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country moves to legalize gay marriage. Thailand's cabinet has approved an amendment to its civil code to allow same-sex unions, with an expectation for the draft to be proposed to parliament next month. The amendment would change the words men and women to marriage partners. Thailand would be the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow homosexual marriage. This is SRN News. After the long Thanksgiving Day weekend, stocks lost momentum to start the final week of November. We hear more from correspondent Seth Soutelle reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street as markets look ahead to updates on inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off a holiday-shortened week in the U.S. and its fourth straight winning week. The Dow fell 56 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Shopify rose after announcing a Black Friday record for worldwide sales of $4.1 billion from its merchants. The online e-commerce company rose almost 5%. On Tuesday, the Conference Board issues its latest report on consumer confidence. On Thursday, the government releases October data on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. Seth Soutelle, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.